I work in a restaurant because I have a degree in theater. Working in a restaurant kind of sucks, but I wrote a little piece that I'm going to share with you guys tonight about my worst night in a restaurant, okay? It goes like this. You see, it was me plus one server, plus two cooks, that made four, but triple that would not number the tolls from the door. Oh great, all these customers, now what could they possibly want? Well, the answer was service, and most like to be a cunt. Take this fellow who entered, third one through the door, but the please wait to be seated sign he completely ignored. Ah yes, he proclaimed, here's the most very perfect seat. Never mind all these leavings of other people's eats. Pardon me, good sir, could you clean this off please and then bring me some coffee with sugar and cream? Now, on the subject of coffee, this much must be said. It's a tedious fucking hassle, and I thus wished him dead. But alas, he remained there, stupid and alive. So I choked right away, sir, with hate in my eyes. Had you then seen this table, you'd swear a mob had been through. But it was just the church crowd. They destroy much with but few. So I was working quite hard. I had plate stacked nine high, and another bastard flagged me as I tried to squeeze by. Take this plate, take this cup, now take this, now take that. Make a tower so tall from the back, it's a hat. It teetered and tottered as to the dish pit I ran to find in my way this huge fucking man! What the hell, what the shit? Get the fuck out the way! Was the thought that I thought, but it worked, could not say. When finally I made it from the tippy-tip top, fell a knife to the trash where it landed with a plop. I took a peek in then to see what I saw and recoiled from the stench of food rotten and raw. I considered for a moment, that's about 5 or 10 cents. But the dreaded mustard palm was far too great a risk. Then from the kitchen I heard, what the fuck is this shit? And I knew that one cook was full ready to quit. See, a steak had come back. Too much blood, the man said. Though he'd ordered it rare, he was shocked it was red. Our manager returned, and his forehead vein throbbed. But if you think that he helped, well, you've had some nice jobs. This guy was a screamer. He only made matters worse. By the time he stopped yelling, we'd all started to curse. So much rage and frustration made it so hard to care. But I had guests yet to seat and still coffee to bear. It was a hell of a night, and I tore my hair out in rents. But I left pockets bulging full of dollars and cents. And I call that using my degree.